This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. The Islamic State Group's Afghan branch has claimed responsibility for the wedding bombing in Kabul that killed at least 63 and wounded more than 180. The victims of the overnight suicide bombing at a packed wedding hall were mostly members of the minority Shiite Hazara community. This witness said the explosion happened near the musician's stage where many youth and children were when the bomb went off. The United Nations denounced the wedding hall bombing as an atrocious act against Afghan Shiites, saying it has documented several previous attacks aimed at the community. The attack was one of the worst against Afghan civilians in recent years. Protesters rallied in Hong Kong on Sunday as anti-government demonstrations, now in their 11th week, continue. Mike O'Sullivan reports that the protests were first sparked by an extradition bill, but are now broadly aimed at maintaining Hong Kong's special status within China.
A sea of umbrellas and a peaceful show of force as tens of thousands of protesters spilled into the streets in defiance of authorities after Sunday's rally.
Because I just can't help it, of the history that happened this recent few months, I feel obliged as a Hong Kong belonger to come out to protest, to make the government realize that we meant business.
Braving the rain in a scene reminiscent of the Umbrella Movement protests of 2014. Now it's about an extradition bill with China that protesters say undermines Hong Kong's legal system. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Hong Kong.
We have more on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Sudan's Transitional Military Council and opposition parties formally signed a political agreement this weekend after months of protests. Though many protesters are wary of the compromises made in the deal, the signing was marked by celebrations across the capital. In Khartoum, Isha Sarai and Naba Mohideen have more.
The signing of Sudan's political agreement over the weekend was met with music and chanting.
I'm so happy I can't express it. A new Sudan will be built.
Celebrations throughout the capital lasted all day, though the signing itself was brief. Among those celebrating were thousands of people who traveled 300 kilometers from Atbara, which was the first city to protest for the ouster of former President Omar al-Bashir.
We came here to express our victory, to carry the memories and ambitions of the Sudanese people.
Celebrations throughout Khartoum followed the signing of the agreement after months of protests and negotiations. But some protesters worry the military will still retain too much power. Isha Sarai, VOA News, Khartoum.
Protesters have also expressed concern that those responsible for the killing of hundreds of demonstrators will not be punished. Secret British government documents are warning of serious disruptions across the country in the event that the UK leaves the European Union without a trade deal. The information is according to a report in the Sunday Times. Among the most serious, disruptions to the supply of drugs and medicine, a decrease in the availability of fresh food, and even potential fresh water shortages due to possible interruptions of imported water treatment chemicals. Britain's Cabinet Office didn't return a message seeking comment on the documents, but Michael Gove, the minister in charge of no-deal preparations, insisted that the files represented a worst-case scenario and the document released is old.
It is the case, as everyone knows, that if we do have a no-deal exit, there will inevitably be some disruption, some bumps in the road. That's why we want a deal. But it is also the case that the UK government is far more prepared now than it was in the past.
The scenarios have been repeatedly dismissed as scaremongering by Brexit proponents. Several frantic migrants jumped off their Spanish rescue boat into the Mediterranean Sunday as the open arms vessel desperately looked for a safe port. The migrants leapt into the sea and started swimming toward Italy's Lampedusa island. Open arms crew members jumped in after them and brought them back. The open arms, with its 107 migrant passengers, is docked off Lampedusa as Italy's Hardline Interior Minister Matteo Salvini refuses to let the ship dock. More stories for you on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.
Best music. Today, the voice of America. The